Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The Savoy Ballroom was a place, and Stompin' at the Savoy is a song. Place and song remained inseparable 93 years after the ballroom opened and 85 years after Edgar Sampson wrote the song.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Jelly Roll Morton, a great musician and composer, said he invented jazz. He didn't, but he did write great tunes, many of which he entitled Stomps. By the time the stomping got to the Savoy in Harlem, it was all about dancing. White bands and black appeared on the Savoy's bandstand to get the people out on the floor. They needed very little urging. Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers with his own Black Bottom Stomp and Benny Goodman's orchestra with Fanny Baldridge, Gregory Stone, and Joseph Bonin's Let's Dance.
Thank you.
Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers, Black Bottom Stomp, and Benny Goodman's orchestra, Let's Dance. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Let's begin with the song, even though Edgar Sampson wrote it 8 years after the ballroom opened. The sheet music says that Sampson, Goodman, Chick Webb, and Andy Razaf wrote it. Razaf added the lyrics, but Goodman and Webb must have cut themselves in for a piece of the royalties because both of them recorded it. African-American band leader Chick Webb had one of the great swing bands of the 30s, but Goodman included the song in the legendary 1938 jazz concert at Carnegie Hall. Chick Webb's orchestra and the Benny Goodman Quartet. Thank you. Chick Webb's orchestra, and then Benny Goodman, Teddy Wilson, Lionel Hampton, and Gene Krupa, the Benny Goodman Quartet, stomping at the Savoy. Edgar Sampson started his professional career at 17 playing jazz violin. He played with Duke Ellington and Fletcher Henderson and joined Chick Webb as a sax player in 1933. When he left the band 3 years later, he had a reputation as a composer and arranger and did freelance work for Goodman, Artie Shaw, Red Norvo, Teddy Hill, Teddy Wilson, and Webb. He wrote one of his best songs when he was playing with the Webb Band, but Goodman cut himself in for a piece of the royalties. This is the Goodman Band with Don't Be That Way.
Thank you.
Benny Goodman's orchestra with Don't Be That Way. The Savoy Ballroom up on Lenox Avenue in the heart of Harlem had a 10,000-square-foot dance floor and held 4,000 people. From the day it opened, it attracted the most graceful, the most innovative, and the most flamboyant dancers in New York. Unlike the nearby Cotton Club, blacks and whites mixed together. All people cared about was your dancing. One night somebody said, "Hey man, Clark Gable just walked in." Somebody else answered, "Oh yeah, can he dance?" Up at the Cotton Club and over at the Savoy, everybody was on the move. The Three Peppers swinging at the Cotton Club.
You got to sing, swing. You truck on down to the Cotton Club. If you can't get a taxi, grab a sub. Swinging in Harlem was the greatest. Well, they swung out a million ways. Move downtown nowadays, swinging at the Cotton Club. Boy, they drop in off that great white way. They keep on swinging till the break of day. Everybody's always gay, swinging at the Cotton Club. Now, if you've had the blues all day, you watch those dancing feet. They're sure to drive your blues away. Telling you, buddy, that can't be beat. If you don't know what to do, turn west off 7th Avenue. They always got a red hot review. Swinging at the Cotton Club, yeah. Watch those dancing feet. They shoot to drive your blues away. Telling you, buddy, that they can't be beat. The king of swing is gonna syncopate. He promised not to abdicate. Fall in line and don't be late. Singing and swinging and singing and singing, yeah. Swinging at the Cotton Club.
The Three Peppers with Bob Bell swinging at the Cotton Club. The owners of the Savoy kept hiring the best bands, but eventually Chick Webb's orchestra became the house band and took on all comers in what jazz musicians call cutting contests. Webb beat Count Basie, Benny Goodman, and Fletcher Henderson to be crowned the king of the Savoy. No mean feat. This is Fletcher Henderson's orchestra, Sugarfoot Stomp.
Thank you.
Fletcher Henderson's orchestra with Louis Armstrong, King Oliver, and Walter Melrose's Sugarfoot Stomp. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Everybody knows that when you stomp, you bang around a room, often because you're angry. But in jazz, a stomp is a dance tune with a fast tempo and a strong beat. Through the 20s and 30s, when the big bands dominated music and the Harlem Renaissance drew thousands of people uptown, you heard stomps from sweet bands and swing bands alike. Glenn Gray's orchestra, the Casa Loma Stomp, and Benny Goodman, King Porter Stomp. Thank you. From 1931, Glenn Gray with Eugene Clifford's Casaloma Stomp and Benny Goodman's 1935 recording of Jelly Roll Morton's 1905 King Porter Stomp. At the Savoy, you dance slow, but mainly you dance fast. You showed off your best moves in the place known downtown as the home of Happy Feet. In Harlem, they called it the track because the floor was long and thin. The Lindy Hop started there and then became the Jitterbug when Lindbergh began to play cozy with the Nazis. It was the perfect dance for the Savoy. If you weren't stomping, you were jumping. Count Basie, 1 o'clock jump. Count Basie Band with Basie's 1 o'clock jump. Inside, the Savoy was painted pink with mirrored walls. Colored lights moved and flashed on the dance floor, and a huge chandelier gleamed above a marble staircase in the lobby. Mainly it was there to draw dancers, all dancers, including the best dancers. Don Redman's orchestra, Jump Session, Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra, for dancers only.
Get ready, get set, but don't get out of town. I've got good news for you, say, so let's gather round.
Rhythm is jumping,
jump session.
Rhythm is jumping,
jump session.
Rhythm is jumping,
jump session.
Jiggle.
Jack is jumping high, oh.
Rhythm is leaping,
yes and sleeping.
Living and sleeping.
Who said it's leaving?
Living and sleeping.
I said it's leaving.
Living.
Say it's sleeping to the sky.
Whenever the spirit moves ya, start rocking to and fro. The rhythm man really grooves ya. Come let your troubles go. The rhythm is jumping.
Jump.
The rhythm is jumping.
Jump.
The rhythm is jumping.
Jump.
The rhythm is jumping, and so am I.
And if I move, you know you'll lose a solid place where you can groove. That's better.
Don Redman's orchestra jump session and Jimmy Lunsford's orchestra for Dancers Only. Two white men named Joe Fagan and Mode Gale owned the Savoy. They modeled it after the Roseland Ballroom downtown, also owned by Fagan. Its African-American manager, Charles Buchanan, said he tried to create an atmosphere of tasteful refinement, unlike what he called the foul-smelling, smoke-laden cellar nightclubs. The name Savoy came from the House of Savoy, whose lands became part of France in 1860 and whose name embodied elegance. This is Louis Armstrong with Kid Ory's Savoy Blues. Armstrong, Savoy Blues. Stompin' at the Savoy soon became a jazz standard, with dozens, perhaps hundreds of recordings by a wide range of singers. Styles change, the song persists. Here are two examples of what I mean. The theatrical belter Judy Garland, and then the relentlessly swinging Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. The song, of course, is Stompin' at the Savoy.
Savoy, the home of sweet romance. Savoy, it wins you at a glance. Savoy gives happy feet a chance to dance. Your bones just like a clinging vine. Your lips so warm and sweet. happen with you at the Savoy. What joy, a perfect holiday. Savoy, where we can glide and sway. Savoy, let me stomp away with you.
Savoy.
A perfect holiday.
Shake whip with cut 'em.
Let me glide and sway.
At Savoy.
Let me
Judy Garland and then Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, Stompin' at the Savoy. When you think of the Harlem Renaissance, you're soon thinking about everything from a dim joint in a cellar to the magisterial Cotton Club. But virtually right next door, with its devotion to non-stop stomping by blacks and whites alike, was the irreplaceable Savoy Ballroom. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.